make little adjustments to elevate your level of health, would you do it? I'm Dr. Melissa Longo, and I believe your health is the most important asset that you have. And healthy living doesn't have to be complicated. Each episode, I'll share tips from my practice and personal life to help you rock your physical and emotional health and give your body what it needs to thrive. Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of the show. As always, I am here to provide you with some insights and information, and the content for this show is often generated by conversations I have in my clinical practice, and I hope that by sharing them here with you, if you are part of my practice, it will help you. Sometimes, unfortunately, with clinical care, I don't always have time to address deep conversations and to give attention to some of these topics as I would like to, which is why I've added this podcast into the content library to support your health and healing. So today we're going to talk about three things that might seem completely random, but I'll tell you, they've been coming up a lot in the last few weeks. And I always think that if they're coming up a lot with some people in the practice, then maybe they're topics that are on other people's minds as well. So we're going to talk about skin, sinuses, and your shoulders. What do they have in common? Well, they are all part of your body. They're all involved in movement, and or they should have movement, and they all benefit from some of your understanding and attention. As a holistic primary healthcare provider, I support people in so many other ways in addition to spinal adjustments. We often have conversations about food, about stress, about lifestyle choices, exercise and movement habits, anything that people can do when they are not in my practice to support their health and healing typically translates into better results when they are here, which then translates into less financial investment with trying to get healthy and faster results. So let's think about what that could mean for you with these three areas of your body. And again, you may not be struggling with any issues with these areas, but I love you to be aware of them because it may come up, or you may know someone else who could benefit. If I cannot help them clinically, then I would love to help them find a chiropractor or healthcare professional where they are. So just always feel free to reach out and let's see if we can facilitate a referral. Okay, first off, let's talk about your skin. Your skin is a massive organ in your body, likely the biggest organ in your body. And a lot of us are concerned with our skin and just the outward physical appearance of it, which is great. But your skin is also there to eliminate toxins, right? And you know this because you perspire. Sweat is an effective way to eliminate toxins from our body. And it's also a great way to, when you stimulate your skin, it's also a really great way to support your lymphatic system, because our lymphatic system is a part of our body that helps us deal with infection, right? But it's a little bit different than our vascular system because it doesn't have direct stimulation, we'll say. So when our muscles expand and contract through exercise, just even through day-to-day life, they cause a pumping action for both our veins and our arteries, which supports blood flow and circulation in our body. Your lymphatic system is widespread throughout the whole body, you know, as well, but it doesn't actually have, it doesn't lay between muscles the same way that your arteries and veins do. It doesn't get the same benefit from physical activity. That doesn't mean that physical activity doesn't support your lymphatic system, because it does, but it often just needs a little bit more coaxing and a little bit more stimulation to keep the fluids moving out, right? We want our bodies always detoxifying and healing, and we don't want anything to be stagnant in our body. Sometimes what can happen if the lymph system gets a little sluggish, you may find that your immune system also gets a little sluggish. What does this have to do with your skin? Well, one of the best things you can do for your skin is to sweat. So this involves, yes, using saunas. Giving your body a reason to perspire helps you eliminate toxins through your skin. But another great thing to do is dry brushing. Dry brushing is using a specific device called a dry brush, which is a really stiff, bristled little brush. You can also use a really coarse washcloth. You could use a loofah, you know, or sometimes there's those exfoliating gloves that a lot of people will use. Anything that's going to be a little rougher on your skin is going to stimulate the blood flow to the surface, which also stimulates your lymphatic system. So if you're going to be in, and guys, look it up. Look up dry brushing. You know, you are going to get tons of information on the internet, how to do it. Typically, you want to start at your feet. You want to use short, brisk strokes. And basically, you're just, it sounds really ridiculous, but you're basically brushing your skin. And it should feel stimulating. It should feel invigorating. And if you do this after a sauna, you're going to get an even better result. Because, you know, with a sauna, you sweat out some toxins. If you use a dry brush after that, before you take a shower, you're going to really help. You know, when you sweat, you get those toxins to the surface and the perspiration. You could just rinse it off. But if you also then do some dry brushing, you're going to help stimulate the skin and get those dead skin cells off the surface even faster. And let me tell you, it feels really, really good. Whenever I have done this, you just feel really good in your body, but you'll likely have a really good sleep. So the reason this is important is because, again, your skin helps you detoxify. Your skin, if it is working for you, well, it's going to protect your body from the wrong things getting in. It is also going to enhance your appearance, and it's going to actually keep your body healthy. You know, there's a massive role in your skin in protecting your body's internal health. Again, I'm just giving you a really overview. I'm not diving into some of the deep science on this show. I don't typically do it on these podcasts, knowing that if you have questions, you bring them to me, knowing that there is tons of resources and references out there to support this kind of information. So we think about your skin. What I want you to remember is that it is important to take care of it, right? It's important to take care of it. It's important to give your skin time to detoxify, time to use to your advantage for the detoxification that it can do. Using saunas is a great way to support your skin, and using dry brushing, whether you sauna or not, is also going to be something that if you do it consistently, you're going to feel your skin gets incredibly soft, but also you probably will feel the benefits overall with your health as well. Now look, none of these are overnight fixes, right? None of these, dry brushing or taking a sauna, is not designed to make you feel like a rock star right away. What they are designed to do, they're another practice that you can add into your life to help you feel better. The same way you would, you know, make sure that you're drinking enough water, you're trying to get enough rest. These are just enough other health promoting practices that can be really, really beneficial to support your overall health and well-being, but they can also be really beneficial if you like to work out athletically really hard and train really hard. They can really support the buildup of lactic acid, which can give you that muscle soreness. One last thing I would like to add with regards to your skin, because it is ability, you know, it's an organ that can detoxify, it's also an organ that absorbs, right? So it's a two-way system in your body. So be careful or be mindful of what you are putting on your skin. I've always been a big fan of really clean products. There's products that you can make yourself. There's, you know, where I live in Collingwood, there are so many great brands and companies that are making their own really clean beauty products and skincare products. Unfortunately, there's a lot of toxic chemicals that can be in a lot of commercial products, and those don't do good things for your health. So as much as you can, try using organic beauty skincare and cleaning products to eliminate and minimize your exposure to some types of harmful chemicals, and then it gives your body less to detoxify. If you are part of my practice, we have quite a few books on the bookshelf that can help you discover more skincare products, and even lots of ways that you can make them yourself. All right, hope that gives you a little bit of incentive to take better care of your skin. Let's talk about your sinuses. Your sinuses are also part of your body that are designed to help eliminate. They should also have movement. So when you have something in your body, a bacteria, virus, something that your body recognizes as foreign, it knows intuitively it needs to eliminate this. So it's going to create that sticky substance we know as mucus, and you're ideally going to blow your nose, and you're going to help it escape your body. That's the purpose of your sinuses. Unfortunately, sometimes there can be clogging, there can be recurrent infections, there can be challenges with people's sinuses draining effectively. And interestingly enough, there are lots of things you can do, right? So using neti pots, using warm compresses, using some essential oils can really help if you tend to be prone to sinus challenges, or you find yourself really congested a lot. I always think it's important to look at the cause of recurrent issues of any kind in the body. So if you are getting chronic sinus issues, well, let's try to figure out why. Is it something that you're constantly inhaling that your body is having a reaction to? Is it something that you're eating? That might sound strange, but some people will have recurrent sinus issues because they have dietary imbalances, or even yeast, or other types of reactions in their digestive tract that their body is trying to create a response to. Again, I'm not the person to help you diagnose that. This is, again, just some information. But if you are getting recurrent infections, it's important to figure out the cause of it. One of the causes that I see with people in their ability to, in their lack of the ability for them to properly drain their sinuses, is upper neck spinal misalignments, as well as misalignments, very, very subtle misalignments in how the cranial bones, so these are the bones that protect your brain, how they move. They don't move. They're not the big open joints, but there's a subtle movement and a subtle flow and a subtle bit of tension that your cranial bones have. And this, which means that sometimes they can have asymmetrical tension in them. They can have areas where there's more resistance. And if there's more resistance, then, you know, this sometimes podcasts are hard because I can't actually show you with my hands what I'm talking about or show you a model. But if you imagine these plates, you know, think of your skull as a helmet. And this helmet is made up of different pieces. Well, those pieces, if there's tension in one piece, let's say on the right side, more than the left side, that can affect the shape of your skull. Now, the shape of your skull has these pockets in them, which is where, essentially, like if you think about your nose and you think, if you actually look at a skull, you'll see those are where fluid can accumulate. So if we actually think about where you have these big sinus pockets, you certainly have them under your eyes, above your eyes, between your nose. You have them in a few other areas of your face. And this is why we get facial pressure and facial pain when we have sinus problems. So the point to spinal care, to alignment, to even the subtle alignment of the cranial joints is to facilitate the proper mechanics of the sinuses to drain. So for some people, you know, if they've got chronic sinus issues, I'll check things specifically in their neck to make sure that the alignment is good, the muscle tension is balanced, and also in their face. And that will sometimes just make a massive difference in their body's ability to then release the fluid. And I've had, you know, a lot of people say to me, gosh, it's like you just turned on a tap. You know, before they can even get off the table, they're feeling their face and their sinuses just open up. Now, again, chiropractic is not a cure for anything. Chiropractic isn't a cure for your sinus problems or your immune system or anything for that matter. But it is a way to maximize your structure so that your body can function the way it was designed to. And with sinus congestion, this is something that we see definitely people get some relief with. So if you're suffering with any kind of sinus issues, anything recurrent, ask yourself, where is this coming from? What can I do to support my body? But also, is chiropractic the right thing for you? And if it's not chiropractic, then possibly consider working with someone who does cranial sacral work. There are some therapists and even osteopaths that spend a lot of time studying the mechanics of the cranial system, those bones that protect your brain. And working with someone like that may just help you prevent these recurrent infections and certainly get some relief while you are suffering. All right, part three of today's show, let's talk about your shoulders. People are often surprised in my practice when they have some kind of shoulder irritation, and they don't always tell me that they have this going on when they first come in, but somehow their shoulder problems tend to clear up. And let me just be clear, in my practice, I focus on spinal structure, I focus on spinal joint movement, I just do spinal adjustments, not just, because to me, it's one of the most powerful things you could do to the body, but I don't do any active release, I don't do any massage, I don't do acupuncture like some practitioners do. So my care is specifically, you know, looking at all the joints of the spine, and if someone comes in and then they want me to look at their shoulder or their knee or any other additional joint outside the spine, I'm always very clear to say, sure, we'll take a look at that as it connects to your spine, but I'm not only going to focus on that because truthfully, that's just not my style of practice. So a lot of people are surprised when, you know, I tell them that, let me look at your spine and see how it's connected. And then they actually start to get some results within their shoulder. Here's why it may be happening. We know that anatomically, your shoulder, so the bones in the front, meaning your clavicle, the bones in the back, your scapula or that wing bone, those are the two bones that hold your whole arm to your spine, right? So your spine is your foundation. Attached to your clavicle and to your scapula are then the upper arm, right? So your humerus, and then attached to your humerus is your radius and ulna, which makes up your arm. That is all held together by a ton of muscles into the rotator cuff, lots of deep ligaments, lots of muscles that keep your shoulder rotating and moving and doing all the amazing things that it can do. Now, sometimes there are absolutely injuries and problems right within the shoulder joint, okay? It has nothing to do with the spine. they absolutely need some care, whether they're working with a physio or working, with some acupuncture or something else to get you some relief and to keep that shoulder moving the way it's designed to. However, as I said a few minutes ago, those shoulder bones attach to the spine. So if you only work on the shoulder and you're not addressing the middle back, the thoracic spine, or the neck, typically you're missing a big piece of the puzzle. The other thing that can happen is people have, shoulder aches and pains. And as I said, I don't address their shoulder, but I'm just focusing on their spine. And as we get the spine moving better, the shoulder clears up. The reason that can happen is if where the scapula and the clavicle attach onto the spine, if the spinal joints in the thoracic area and in the neck aren't moving the way they are designed to, that transfers to the shoulder joints and it makes the shoulders have to work a lot harder than they should. So just to keep it really simple, because of the anatomical connections, because of the body's basic anatomy, you can't address one without the other. You can't just address shoulder problems without effectively, for long-term healing, be also addressing the spine as well. Okay? And sometimes, as I said, when we address the spine, those shoulder problems clear up right away. They go together. And so if you are dealing with any kind of shoulder problems, feel free to bring it up to me on one of your next visits. If you are not sure where to start with shoulder injuries, I always think, of course I think this, chiropractic first. Find yourself someone who can look at your posture, look at your spine, because your shoulders may unwittingly just be working harder than they need to be because of your posture, because of your back. And often if we clear those problems up, the same way, people's feet and their knees clear up when we get the spine and the hips moving better, those other joints of the body can be responding to where the foundation is weak. So if we correct the weak points in the foundation, those other joints respond as well. Okay, I hope you have found some of this information applicable to your life, or it just helps you understand the body and how it works. Maybe it's something you want to share with someone else. As always, if you have any questions, feel free to reach me and make the best choices you can for your health. These are always just an overview. There's plenty more information, whether it's from my practice, other practitioners, books, internet, podcasts. There's lots of ways you can find out more information to support your health. And I truly hope that this will be a spark to help you move a new direction and take better control of your own health. If you have questions again, feel free to reach out. Otherwise, we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for being here today. I hope that you found some value in today's show. But more importantly, I hope that you take action to adjust your current level of health. For more information, be sure to check out the show notes as well as drmelissalongo.com. You'll find lots of information there to help you rock your health. Connect with me on Instagram or Facebook. And if you enjoyed the show, please do share it with someone you love. I'd love it if you left a review, if the show inspired you, and sent me any kind of feedback that you have. Until next time, have an awesome day.